This map, however, doesn't show us everything. We have to look at individual states to see some details. For example, in this map of Montana, we see that the handful of Democratic voting counties are either American Indian reservations. We also find mining areas with lots of unionized labor, and we also find a college town, University of Montana. In neighboring Idaho, an even more Republican voting state, we see one Democratic voting county, and it happens to be the location of Sun Valley, a major ski resort. And it so happens that the Democratic voting counties tend to be the richest counties and the poorest counties in the United States. We can't explain all of the county-level patterns, however, based on these demographic characteristics. In Tennessee, in the north, we see a number of Democratic voting counties that are almost entirely white, relatively poor, very rural, and very heavily Baptist in their religious orientation. To explain this, I think we have to look at it historically. There was one time when the voting pattern in the United States was almost entirely reversed. 1896, we see William Jennings Bryan, the Democrat, winning the South and the Midwest and losing the West Coast, the Upper Midwest, and the Northeastern states. And even as recently as 1976, Jimmy Carter ran very well in the South and not so well in the West or in certain states in New England. What will happen in the 2008 election? I suspect that a lot of those counties in northern Tennessee will be shifting to the Republican Party. We can't be sure. It promises to be an exciting election with a lot of surprises in store, and I hope you stay with us to explore the geographical patterns together. Thank you very much.